I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1314. Does this describe Christians you know? How would you describe Christians? Oh boy, that question's loaded for bear, isn't it? Because it depends upon whether you are one or not. It depends upon how you've been treated by those who call themselves by that name. And it depends upon whether you think they are anything like the Jesus they claim to love and serve. Today, let me introduce you to an ancient description of Christians and see if you can see any resemblance to those who call on his name in our generation. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love others as we've been loved. And that means we ought to stand out. Maybe not in some of the ways that we are today, but stand out because we look and love like Jesus. As Got Questions put it, the letter or epistle to Diognetus is a second or third century work that defends the doctrines of Christianity. This type of writing is called apologetics or apology. Although its author or recipient is unknown for certain, the letter of Diognetus purports to be written by a student of the apostles who calls himself Mathetes, which in Greek simply means disciple. The letter is a bit anti-Semitic, which I don't really approve of, but I like the way the author describes the difference between a Christian and a non-Christian. So at the end of this letter or epistle, at the end of chapter 5, it contains an apt description of the life Jesus has called his followers to live. It says this about Christians. They exist in the flesh, but they don't live by the flesh. They pass their days on earth, but they're citizens of heaven. They obey the prescribed laws, all the while surpassing the laws by their lives. They love all people and are persecuted by all. They are unknown and condemned. They are put to death and restored to life. They are poor, yet make many rich. They lack everything, yet they overflow in everything. They are dishonored, and yet their very dishonor, they're glorified. They are spoken ill of, and yet they're justified. They are reviled but blessed. They are insulted, but repay the insult with honor. They do good, yet they are punished as evildoers. When punished, they rejoice, as if raised from the dead. They are assailed by the Jews as barbarians. They are persecuted by the Greeks. Yet those who hate them are unable to give reason for their hatred. Wow, that's quite a description of followers of Jesus, isn't it? But here's the great question. Does that describe Christians you know? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, it's never been easy to live in this world as a follower of your Son. And Jesus told us it wouldn't be, so we shouldn't be surprised. He said, the world hates me, so the world's going to hate you. But be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. We will never get it right all the time, but we want to live like the Christians described in this ancient letter. Let us be clear citizens of heaven. Let us be people who are not craving or coveting the possessions of the world, but you as our greatest possession. Let us be people who, no matter how others treat us, we will treat them the Jesus way, with genuine love, T2G. We can't do this in our own power, Lord. Would you help us? In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1315. In the meantime, Got Questions lands the plane this way. One truth magnified in the letter to Diognetus is that the lifestyle Jesus called all Christians to live has not changed. Unwarranted persecution has existed since Jesus walked the earth and will continue until he comes again. The letter of Diognetus is a clear and succinct explanation of what it means to follow Jesus and that there is no other life worth living. I would just add this, podcast family. I hope that we as God's people could once again stand out to the world in ways that are winsome, not just warring, loving, not just loud, caring, not condemning, truth-telling, not just tolerant, and totally looking like the Jesus that they read about and hear about in the Gospels. Does this describe Christians you know?